University Hospital. Please leave a message after the tone with your name and number, and we will get back to you. Thank you.
Good morning. I'd like to have some information about training periods for an OT student, please. I'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
Good morning, University Hospital. How can I help you?
Good morning. I wonder if you could give me information about your internships.
All right. Hang on, please. I'll put you through to the CPC.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I mean the clinical placement coordinator, the person in charge of traineeships.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
CPC speaking, what can I do for you?
Hello, Nicolas Saint-Dizier. I'm in charge of students' practical training at the School of Occupational Therapy of Nancy, France. And I wonder if you could give me some information about placements for one of our students.
Right, but I need to know some details first. For instance, how old he or she is and which department he or she would like to do the placement in.
The student is 20 and she's in the second year of a three-year cycle, which we call here LMD. LMD, that's license, master and doctorate.
Okay, and how long does she wish to train?
Actually, it's not a matter of her choice. She has to do at least a 12-week internship.
Suits us well, as this is what we require. And how good is her English? I mean, she has to be able to understand and carry out what she will be asked to do.
Well, she rather has a good working knowledge of English, level B1, I guess, on the European framework for languages.
Good. And you must arrange for health insurance, though we do cover on psych work as it's.
Fine by me.
But we do not arrange accommodation, so she has to look for this by herself. I mean, either in a flat, like a studio, or find roommates. Or a B&B in a guest house or something.
Okay, I understand there are no student dorms, but could you help her find something like a good inn or recommend us something not expensive?
Well, if she doesn't manage to find appropriate accommodation, you can always mail us or ring us back. We might be able to recommend some addresses.
Okay, that would be great.
We offer lunch at the canteen, but she has to manage for breakfast and dinner on her own.
Quite all right. And I'll send you a mail with attachments about what our curriculum is, the training objectives and the learning agreement.
Perfect. And on my side, I've sent information right away by email to confirm what we agreed on. Can you give me your address, please?
Sure. In small letters, it's Nicolas.Saint-Dizier, one word. That's N-I-C-O-L-A-S, then S-A-I-N-T. D-I-Z-I-E-R. Well, that's long. Have you got it?
Yes, but let me read that back to you. So that's Nicolas Saint-Dizier, all right?
That's it. So Nicolas Saint-Dizier at Ergo. That's E-R-G-O dash Nancy. You know, like the female name Nancy. NCY.com. Have you got that too?
I guess so. That's Nicolas Saint-Dizier at ergo-nancy.com.
Okay, then we'll hear from you soon, I hope.
Sure, and thank you for calling us.
Have a nice day.